Warm greetings, friends, near and far. The Lord Jesus Christ be magnified forever and ever. His loving kindness, his tender mercies, and compassions are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. His mercy endureth forever. This is Sinner Saved coming at you with the following short evangelistic gospel message, which is sponsored by preacher Wayne Boyd and the brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus at First Baptist Church, located in Elmont, Michigan, USA. And God willing, this broadcast will reach you, Lima Charlie, loud and clear. It is my hope and prayer unto God Most High, the only Holy Father, that his only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, the Lord our righteousness, be greatly exalted, that his everlasting gospel be clearly proclaimed, that the pride of mere flesh and blood men be humbled, and that his elect saints be greatly encouraged, cheered, and comforted in these evil and perilous days. Please consider having paper and pencil handy to jot down the scriptural references for your own follow-up study. And so we begin with the weekend gospel message to follow for all hands. Heads up! Please find enclosed encouragement in so great salvation by the perfect and finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ in saving poor, needy, and wretched sinners by his sovereign free grace. That is to say, Almighty God in his unmerited favor to save me and you from our sins and from hell. A reading from 1 Thessalonians 2:13. The word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. A proclamation of grace from an earthly king has reduced the most desperate and hardened rebels to lay down their arms and promise true allegiance. But through the word of God is a proclamation of free grace, glad tidings of full pardon. Though replete with the most tender expostulations and the most endearing invitations, yet so abominable is our perverseness, so daring our obstinacy, that we should remain deaf to every call and continue hardened in our rebellion against the Most High God till we fall victims to his justly deserved wrath. For unbelief shuts up every avenue of the soul against the light, truth, peace, and love of the Word of God. But, O amazing love, lie in the dust, O my soul, adore the power of our all-conquering Savior. The gracious Spirit makes gracious words effectual. Hence, faith esteems every portion of the gospel as the food, the life, the joy of the soul. By the agency of the Spirit, the word becomes powerful to beget faith, and then works effectually in believing hearts. Those speak unadvisedly who call the word of God a dead letter. Indeed, St. Paul saith, the letter killeth. But this can never prove God's word to be dead. That which is dead itself cannot kill. We should distinguish between the letter of the law that killeth all flesh and the gospel of grace that worketh life and salvation in all who believe. When we read the word of God, we should never consider it distinct from the essential and personal word, Jesus. He is emphatically styled the Word of God. See Revelation 19:13. He who executeth all the purposes of the Word of Truth works effectually in the hearts of the children of faith. Hence, the once despised and lightly esteemed Nazarene is known, believed in, and loved as most precious. The chiefest among 10,000, yea, is altogether lovely. God's precious promises in Jesus, once wholly unregarded, are now sweetly prized. They are beheld as sweetly arranged and profusely scattered through every page of the lively oracles. The Spirit's holy gifts and sanctifying graces are pleaded as God's blessed charter of free grace. All his sovereign edicts and absolute declarations of grace and salvation, instead of being proudly cavilled against, are bowed to with humility. In the word of our King, there is power. Sin and Satan are dethroned in the heart, and Jesus rules and reigns in the soul. Thus the word of God is quick and powerful. Thus it works effectually to salvation. This is the word of truth and love, sent to the nations from above. Jehovah in his word doth shew what his almighty arm can do. May but this grace my soul renew, let sinners gaze and hate me too. The word that saves me does engage a sure defense from all their rage. Powerful. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Friends, sit up straight. Pay attention. This one short sentence is, I believe, is very powerful. The weakest believer shall partake of such hidden things, such excellencies of Christ, as all the world shall never be able to dive into, reach, nor comprehend. That was from preacher Tobias Crisp in the year of our Lord, 1643. You know what? I'll read that again. The weakest believer shall partake of such hidden things, such excellencies of Christ, as all the world shall never be able to dive into, reach, nor comprehend. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. There is an impassable gulf fixed between those who hang the efficacy of Christ's work upon the so-called free action of man's will and those who ascribe it all to God's free grace. They are of different religions. Another powerful statement from preacher Benjamin Warfield. A reading from 2 Corinthians 1:10. Who delivered us from so great a death, and doth deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. Divine confidence is founded upon God's revealed truth. It arises in the heart in proportion to the discovery, which is made of free grace promises to sinners in Christ Jesus. Faith looks at nothing in nature, nor in the creature. It stands not upon any human probability or rational possibility. But as the Queen of Graces, faith looks wholly to the King of Glory, consults the word of his truth, relies on his promises and oath, and trusts in the power of an omnipotent Lord. Past experience of former deliverances sweetly encouraged the soul to trust God for future. So the apostles reasoned upon temporal deliverances from the persecuting powers of earth and hell which were engaged against them. All hope and help from the right hand and left were cut off. In themselves they had the sentence of death. They were like malefactors in their own apprehension, doomed to certain execution. But God had delivered them in time past. He did deliver them in the present. Hence their trust was excited for future deliverance. Just so they taught and gloried in a salvation equally as extensive through all the periods of time past, present, and to come, which should certainly issue in everlasting glory. O believer, here is a mode of reasoning for thy soul. Exercise thy faith on things past, present, and to come. Call to mind how God in time past delivered thy soul from thy great death in trespasses and sins, and how many dangers has he kept thee? From how many snares has he delivered thee? And art thou this present hour a saved sinner, living by faith on the Son of God? O see the Lord's past mercies. O consider thy Lord's present blessings. Thence honor him with the faith of thy heart, the trust of thy soul, that he will yet deliver thee from every enemy. Art thou harassed by temptations? Remember thy Lord knoweth how and when to deliver out of them. Friends, see 2 Peter 2:9. Art thou groaning under a body of sin and death, crying out, O wretched man that I am? Consider the everlasting love and almighty power of the precious deliverer. Exult and triumph with thanks be to God, who giveth the victory through Jesus Christ. Thus daily study, O soul, to live in a habitual view of thy God and Savior. Pray and wrestle for constant applications of Jesus' grace, daily feelings of his love by the Spirit, so shall every lust of thy nature be subdued. Satan shall fly from the resistings of faith. Victory shall be obtained over the world. Holiness will be delightful to thy heart, and heaven desirable and longed for by the soul. Ever remember, it is God who worketh in us to will and to do of his good pleasure, as the only enlivening confidence to encourage thee to work out thy salvation with fear and trembling. See Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 and 13. Excellent message from old-timer preacher William Mason. Wherewith shall we approach the Lord and bow before his throne? By trusting his unchanging word and pleading Christ alone. This is the name the Father loves. This is the name we plead. This is the name that heaven approves and blesses us indeed. Then let his name forever be to us supremely dear, his name our all-prevailing plea, for all our hope is there. His name, Lord Jesus, suits him well. His name is great indeed. He saves from sin and wrath and hell. His name is all I need. Old gospel hymn named O God Our Help in Ages Past. True saving faith. Scripture declares true saving faith always contains these three graces given to every believer towards the Lord Jesus Christ. Number one, we know who he is. Number two, we believe what he said. Number three, we trust what he did. In other words, we look to Christ alone as all in our salvation. True saving faith knows, believes, and trusts that, as it is written in Jonah 2:9, salvation is of the Lord. The Apostle Paul uses these three attributes in one verse that may describe and define true saving faith. For I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed, that means trusted, unto him against that day. 2 Timothy 1:12. This is pretty intense. Please listen carefully, friends. Regarding will worship, which the Apostle Paul, by inspiration of the Holy Ghost, warns against, please see Colossians 2, verse 23. Will worship and Christ worship cannot exist together. Either God's will controls man's will, or man's will controls God's will. Either God controls the devil, or the devil controls God. Either God rules man, or man rules God. God says, I will do all my pleasure, and all who know him rejoice in knowing that it is so. It is the Lord. Let him do what seemeth him good. It is written in Isaiah 45:22, where our Lord Jesus Christ commands, look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. And the Master says in Matthew 11:28-30, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Friends, it is imperative that you flee to Christ Jesus today, not tomorrow, for none of us are promised another day on this planet. Today is the day of salvation. Call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ while he may be found, and seek him while he is near. Only by being in Christ, the ark of our salvation, may we be delivered from the fierce wrath of Almighty God, which is coming soon upon the wicked. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Great is our Lord Jesus Christ, and greatly to be praised. Take heart, friends, our mighty and glorious King of glory is inbound for his afflicted saints. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Maranatha.